With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma says Jim Jordan would make a great House Speaker.
He's a person of absolute personal integrity. I've never once had to question something that he told me. He's an honorable man.
Round two is underway. Having lost the first vote to become House Speaker, Representative Jim Jordan trying on a second ballot. And it appears ballot number two will reflect the first, with Jordan failing to get the needed votes. Some holdout Republicans are talking with Democrats about an extraordinary plan to give a temporary speaker more power to reopen the House. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden says Israel will allow humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told Israeli officials in Tel Aviv that people in Gaza need food, water, medicine, and shelter. He said Israel agreed to allow the flow of humanitarian aid.
Based on the understanding that there will be inspections, that the aid should go to civilians, not to Hamas.
He said if Hamas diverts or steals the assistance, they will have demonstrated once again that they have no concern for the welfare of the Palestinian people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president has since left Israel. The chief suspect in Natalie Holloway's 2005 disappearance is expected to plead guilty to trying to extort money from her mother and provide new information about what happened to the missing teen. 36-year-old Joran Vandersloot, who's charged with extortion and wire fraud, will be appearing before a federal judge in Birmingham, Alabama, for a plea and sentencing hearing. At Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 231 points. The NASDAQ losing 150 points. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood reacts to the war between Israel and Hamas.
Apparently what the organization thinks is most needed in the crisis is more abortions. The International Planned Parenthood Federation has released a statement vowing to provide abortions and contraception to Palestinian women during the conflict, stating that, quote, we take seriously our responsibility to preserve the enormous gains made in sexual and reproductive health care in the region. Critics say the IPPF is trying to capitalize on the crisis. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britney Spears' new memoir reveals she had an abortion while dating fellow pop star Justin Timberlake more than 20 years ago. Writing in The Woman in Me, Spears says she wouldn't have gotten the abortion, but Justin was so sure he didn't want to be a father. Statistics indicate that a large number of women who have abortions would not do so. That's if the father was not urging them to end the pregnancy. This is SRN News. A new report says vehicle crash and fatality rates for young drivers has fallen dramatically.
The nonprofit group Governors Highway Association says statistics from 2021 and 2022, fatal crashes involving drivers under 21 years old have fallen by 38%, and deaths of young drivers have dropped even more, by about 45%. For drivers 21 and older, fatal crash and death rose during that period. The report acknowledges that young people are driving less than they were 20 years ago, but it highlights several other reasons for the decreasing numbers, such as state programs that phase in driving privileges. I'm Donna Warder.
Special prosecutors seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a Western movie set in New Mexico in 2021. It concerns the death of Helena Hutchins on the film Rust. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.